when they come to Nandagram on Vrajmandal Prakrama, the fifth wave of Bhakti Ratnakar, then he says, just see on the western side of Nandagram, the place where Vrindadevi eternally resides and organizes all the leelas of Radha and Krishna. So we can see the sun is setting here on the western side. And actually you see in front of you, we've been seeing all day this beautiful darshan of Nandagram Hill. Actually, if you're sitting in front of Vrindadevi's temple on the 21st of March and the 21st of September, when day and night are equal, the sun will rise directly behind the temple towers on the eastern side. First, you will see the whole sky become pinkish, like Radharani's lotus feet. Then it becomes golden like Mahaprabhu, and suddenly this golden orb rises directly behind the temple towers of Nandagram. So Vrindadevi's temple is situated directly due west of Nandeshwar Parvat. And in Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur's Braj Riti Chintamani, when he's discussing Nandagram, he says, tat tat chirabhutam aparashobham nandi saram saruguna varanti nandi saram yam tadiri yarupam srinanda raja laya rajamanam. So he's been describing Vrindavan. So when he says tat, that is referring back to that Vrindavan. Tat shirubhutam, of that Vrindavan, shirubhutam, the crown jewel, the crown of this Vrindavan, that is this Nandeshwar Parvat. Nandagram Hill is the crown of Vrindavan. Previously described, Govardhan Hill is the tilak mark of Vrindavan. So now he describes Nandeshwar Hill as the crown jewel of Braj. And he says, not that I am saying this, sadhugana varanti. The sadhugan, all the sadhus are telling that this Nandeshwar Hill is the crown of Braj. Tatachirubhutam aparasovam nandishwaram sadhugana varanti nandishwaram yamta diriya rupam. It is the self-same form of Nandeshwar Mahadev. Lord Shiva is incarnated as this hill. Just like previous, you went to Barsana. So Barsana is incarnation of
Brahma.
Brahmaji. And Giriraj is incarnation of Vishnu. So this is incarnation of Lord Shiva. Therefore is known as Nandeshwar Parvat. Tatatsarvutam aparashubham nandishwaram sadhu ganavati nandishwaram yamta jiriya rupam sri nanda rajalaya rajamanam. So now he uses a very interesting word, rajalai. The most of us, every morning we go to the karyalai. But here he says sri nanda rajalai. Nanda Maharaj's rajalai means mahal, his palace. Sri Nanda Rajalaya Rajamanam Vahan Virajman hai. It is resting on top of this Nandeshwar Parvat. And all day we've been watching this Nandeshwar Parvat. And over again, one verse from Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur's Nandeshwar Astakam comes to our mind. Yatra vrajadi pepura pratima prakasa prasadamuda kalaso parinitarangi bahikshate buvijaya dvajaketu bhuto Nandisharam samaramandam udam dadatu. He says, yatra vrajari pura apratima prakasha. There is resting the unparalleled poor city. Apratima pura. The unparalleled city of Nanda Maharaj is shining. And now you've seen some very nice devotee named Janaki Das. He has arranged to put shining white marble all over that dome, so it is really shining. Yatra vrajari pe pura pratima prakasha. Waha prakashit hai, it is shining there. Prasada murda kalas opari nittarangi. There's beautiful palace. On top of the palace, there's shikar, dome. On top of the dome, there's kalas. And kalas opari nittarangi. Above the kalas, something always dancing all day long we've been watching. What is that? He says, parikshate bhuvi jayadvajaketu bhuto. Two things. One we didn't see, but anyway, he says, barhi. Just like we sing every morning, barhavatam sam asitam buddha sundarang. Barhi means peacock. Ikshate means to see. Peacock is seen and jayadvaj aketu bhuto. Jayadvaj. Just like in Bombay, Juhu Temple, we had one Jayadvaj Maharaj. You all remember him. So Jayadvaj means victory flag. All day long, we've been watching that victory flag. What is it doing? Nittarangi, it's always dancing there. All day long we've been watching the dancing of the victory flags. Actually, everybody, they want to go to Barsana. But Radharani, she's always meditating on that beautiful shikar and that flag dancing on top of Nandeshwar Parvat. So if you sit here in Vrindakun, this is the best place to do your bhajan in the morning, in the same place that Radharani is meditating. Because wherever the mind is, wherever the heart is, that is where someone actually is. So everybody wants to go to Barsana, but Radharani, she's always thinking about coming here. So prasada murda kalasopari nittarangi bahikshate bhuvi jayadvaja ketu bhuto nandishwaram samadamanda mudam dada. May that Nandeshwar Parvat give us unlimited amounts of happiness. And that's what he's been doing. That's why I remember this verse all day long, seeing that hill coming from Javat. We were just feeling unlimited amounts of happiness. He's blessing us. So here on the western side of that Nandeshwar Parvat is a place, you can't imagine how auspicious this place is. Every morning, Brindadevi is sitting here, and from the eastern side, on the other side, Purnamasi has her gufa, her cave. She comes here with her granddaughter, Nandi Mukhi, and they sit down in this place and discuss what will be the Leelas in Braj today. We're sitting in the Braj Leela Planning Commission. You can't even begin to imagine what a wonderful place this is. Everything is planned out from here. Sometimes Nandanandan, he sneaks over, he gives his suggestion. Just behind me, a little ways, is Barsana. If you go on top of the two-story building, you can see. If you're expert, you can see from here also, but from the two-story, you can see Barsana. Prasvana Nandini, she sneaks over here sometimes. She gives her suggestion. But it is all planned out here from Vrindakund. That is how amazing this place is. And then the other day, Maharaj, he was discussing about Brindadevi's parrots, because Brindadevi, if you see, just like Govindadasi, she painted a very beautiful painting of Brindadevi on the cover of Bhaktigata several years ago. Brindadevi's left hand, there's a lotus. On top of that lotus, there's a parrot. His name is Daksha. He has 1 lakh of disciples. And they fly all over Braj. Just like the first day we sat down at Kaliyadaha, the Mili, they were all flying around and talking, my goodness, they were saying, 700, 800 people have come. To Brindadevi's, because this whole forest of Vrindavan is named after Brindadevi, Brindavan. So they were just flying around in circles of joy, just amazed to see all of the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who come on this Prikavan. So they came here and they told. It was like the other day in Vrindadevi Mandir, I was looking through my songbook, and unfortunately in the new printing, they left out this beautiful song. It talks about these parrots, because these parrots, they fly all over Braj. They come back, they tell Vrindadevi everything that's going on. Who's talking to who, who's going with who, where, who said what to who, who's doing what, where, everything that's going on. This is the VIA, Vrindadevi Intelligence Agency. And one time Mahaprabhu came that I was telling, I'll try, since I, it's not in my, in the new edition of my songbook, I'll try to remember the verses. Mahaprabhu saw the two parrots sitting in the tree, Shuka and Sari. Shuka bole Amar Krishna Madana Mohan, Sari bole Satyavat, Sari bole Amar Radha. What is it? Anyway, Shuka, he says, my Krishna is Madan Mohan. And Sari, she says, yes, because Radharani is standing by his left side. Otherwise, what is his attraction? Shuka bole Amar Krishna Bame Mukhatmani Sare bole Amar Radha. Anyway, Shuka says, my Krishna, he's got a crown leaning to the left. And Sari says, yes, is trying to go down and touch Radharani's feet. Shuka bole Amar Krishna Bansi Bajaygan Sari bole Radha Nam Neto Bitaygan. Shuka says, my Krishna, he's playing very nice tune, song on his flute. And Sari says, yes, he's singing Radha's name, otherwise that is Mityagan, that is useless. Sukha bole Amar Krishna Giriraj Utilo Sari bole Amar Radha Shakti Sancharilo. Sukha says, my Krishna, he lifted the Govardhan hill. And Sari says, yes, because my Radharani gave him the Shakti to do it. Like that. I can't remember all the verses, but beautiful. This dwand. They end up saying, what is the use of arguing over this point? Radha and Krishna are not one, they are not two, they're one. So let us all chant the glories of Radha and Krishna together. Sri Sri Radha Krishna ki. So like that, Vrindadevi, she's like the supreme temple commandress of Braj. She's Krishna's Shamanand. She decides where the leelas will take place, who will be there, what trees will be there, what flowers to have, what their scents will be, what other animals will be there, what birds will be there, what songs they'll sing, what colors they'll have. Just like today, we saw so many. We saw these beautiful blue birds with the red lips. Those come all the way from Kashmir to Braj in the wintertime. It's beautiful. So many beautiful. We saw these two saras just flying. So she decides all, whatever is going to be there, what songs they're going to sing, what other, she makes very nice arrangements, whatever they need, just like we were at Govindakund. Near Govindakund is Gauri Tirth. So one time Krishna wanted to disguise himself as the Gauri deity. So he immediately ran to Vrindadevi. He said, Vrindadevi, quick, bring me some yellow paint and a yellow sari and a beautiful yellow crown. So immediately Krishna, he painted himself completely yellow. He's black, you know, he painted himself beautiful yellow. He put on this yellow sari, put on his yellow crown, and he stood there like the Gauri deity. So that when Jatila, Kutila, and Abhimanyu came running, they saw that Radharani was very chastely worshipping the Gauri deity. In fact, Radharani was crying, says, no, please, not that. And Abhimanyu said, what's the matter? It says, there's King Kamsa has been told to make a sacrifice to Lord Shiva, and for that sacrifice, he must offer the head of Abhimanyu into the Yajna fire. Abhimanyu goes, what? The Radharani says, please, anything, you do anything else, please save my husband. Because actually what was happening was Abhimanyu was planning on taking Radharani to Mathura because he was, we already heard, he was so upset about all the rumors. So then Gauri Didi immediately spoke out and said, if Abhimanyu will promise that he will never take Srimati Radharani out of Braj, then only he can be saved. Otherwise, it's not possible. No, no, we'll never take Radharani outside of Braj. I promise, I promise. Tatastu Soviet. So like that, Vrindadevi, she's always making these nice arrangements for whatever is necessary for the Leelas. In the afternoon, she makes nice cooling drinks for the divine couple, and she makes nice little fruit salad and serves it to them. Vrindadevi, she's engaged in so many wonderful activities. It is all by Vrindadevi's mercy that we've come here. So, our Baba Madhav Das, he came here, he found this kund was practically gone. It was just going to be plowed under and turned into a wheat field. But somehow he managed to excavate it. We've also excavated some. He established a deity of Vrindadevi. Unfortunately, that deity was broken. Somebody came and stole it. We got it back, got her back very next day. But we made a beautiful deity now of Vrindadevi from Jaipur. Very, very exquisitely beautiful deity. And you see all the bricks here. We're just getting ready to build a temple. Now the water came up. Even though there was much rain, the water came completely up. We couldn't dig foundations. So now we're able to dig foundations. We'll start. We have a beautiful plan to build right underneath this beautiful, enormous chokra tree. This tree here is called, in local language, chokra. Or in Sanskrit, it's called samivriksh. In the late spring, it gives a very nice little phali. It's called singh. They tell me no Marwari wedding can take place without this singh sabji. When they dry out, I call it Braj chocolate. I used to just sweep them away, and then I saw the Brijbasis. Just not those little kids, the men also coming here and picking these things up and eating them. So I picked one up, and it's just, it's like, it's Braj chocolate. So this is samivriksh. It's what is used for sacrifice. And such a big one. Someone came here from some botanical garden in Delhi. And he was shocked. He never saw one with such a huge girth. How ancient this chokra tree is, we have no idea. This samivriksh. Samivriksh, you also may remember from Mahabharata, Arjuna, he put all the weapons in a leather case and then he tied them inside a samivriksh. So we'll make a beautiful temple just underneath this samivriksh. You might have seen there's a little shrine outside where the oldest, old deity of Vrindakund is there. When we first came here, we couldn't understand what it was. With so many hundreds and hundreds of years of milk and orange paint and oil and so many things. So every Sunday, Devi Shakti, who's sitting there at the book table, she came every Sunday and scrubbed and scrubbed, and finally we began to see some figures there. It appears to be Radha and Krishna. And there's small figures around. It's broken. Maybe Astasakis were also there. Now, why was this deity here at Vrindakund? Where we're singing every morning. Nayane Harivo Sada.